You are now listening to The Weekend Report with Seneca Harris. Check us out on Spotify, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, and many more streaming platforms. You can find us on YouTube at www.youtube.com/UCOFW. We're on Facebook. Check us out under the Urban Wire Media Network. Sit back, relax, as I discuss the latest in entertainment, celebrity gossip, social commentary, and so much more from this week's trending topics. C's Treats LLC is a decadent sweet shop that creates exquisite desserts for any occasion. Whether it be for an anniversary, birthday, special event, etc., C's Treats has you covered. C's Treats LLC uses the most freshest items and the best chocolates, caramels, and products in the world. Every bite of C's Treats will leave you wanting more. She's located on the west side of Indianapolis, and you can connect with her on social media. She's on Facebook and she's on Instagram. Reach out to her via email at cstreets38@gmail.com, or you can contact her at 317-664-2609. Hello everybody, this is Seneca Harris. I am coming to you with another video commentary brought to you by the Urban Wire Media Network, where we shine a light on issues impacting the urban community. Today, I just wanted to come to you with some breaking news that has taken place in Greenwood, Indiana. For those of you that are from the area, you guys know that that is a suburb of Indianapolis. That's in Johnson County. Today, around between 5 and 6 p.m., there were reports that a gunman came into the mall at Greenwood Mall and just let out like rounds of ammunition. And he wounded several people. I believe that there are four reported dead at this point. Several people have been wounded. They were saying that the victims ranged between their 20s and 30s. One of the victims was a 12-year-old child, and we're still getting information. There's not much information out here about the shooter right now, but the police are still trying to find a motive. Nobody really knows why this person went into the mall and just began shooting. We're going to go to some videos of some eyewitnesses there. And actually, I was in the area today. I'm just doing some shopping, so I had to go out to the pet store because I have like, you know, a couple of aquariums. I'm into that hobby, so I had to pick up some things at the pet store from our aquarium. And I was just doing some shopping in general. And my partner and I, Jonathan, we were leaving the pet store, and the pet store, for those of you that know where Greenwood Mall is, it's right across the street from a pet store. I'm not going to put that name out there, the name of the pet store, but the pet store is located right across the street from the mall. And we saw that there were at least about 20 police cars out there when we were leaving the pet store. And those of you that are from Greenwood, you know, it's a small suburb, you know, kind of, I don't want to say it's country, but it's kind of like, you know, just a small town. It's not a lot goes on in Greenwood, you know, just your basic Indiana Republican, you know, little small town. And I just got a bad feeling when I seen those police cars just circling the mall. They were out there, like they had everything shut off. And then as we were leaving the pet store, there were just cars just steady coming. And most of the police cars that I saw out there were from IMPD, which they were from the Indiana Metropolitan Police Department. So they were coming from the city out to the suburbs. And I said, man, this is not good, because you never really see IMPD cars come that far out in Greenwood. So I already knew right then and there, this has to be a mass shooting. Now, this is something, and this was before the reports even came out. So we were just checking back and forth to see what was going on, because we seen paramedics rush into the scene. We seen just, it was just chaotic over there. So, you know, we're trying to get out of Greenwood and head back towards Plainfield, which that's a suburb west of Indianapolis. That's where I'm from. So, you know, it came out like about a half hour later when we were checking the news reports that the gunman had entered the mall. And he had, like, I forgot how many rounds they had. They said he had several rounds of ammunition. He had a rifle. And he just started letting off the rounds in the food court area. And right now, I'm going to get the actual facts up, because I want to be precise in how many people that were fatally wounded. Right now, reports are that 4 people were fatally wounded, and one of which was a 12-year-old child. They said the ages ranged between 20s and 30s, and like, it was just total chaos. A lot of people didn't know what was going on. A lot of people just, they thought it was just a joke, or that was the last thing they assumed. So it's a lot of mass pandemonium right now. People don't know what's going on. A lot of people were in the food court area, and you know how you just let your kids, you know, just go to different malls, especially your kids are older, you know, you tell them to meet back up with you. You know, at the time of the shooting, there's a lot of people that didn't know where their family members were. They didn't know where their children were. And it was just a very horrific scene at that mall. Reports also are, it's also being reported that the gunman was killed by a Good Samaritan, which was a 22-year-old from Bartholomew County. Now, the police chief didn't really want to give out too much information about the young man that took down the assailant, but over time we're going to probably get more information. There's a lot of questions that are left unanswered at this point. We don't even really know much about the shooter himself, but what we're going to do is I'm going to, as we always do, I'm going to put everything into context. I'm going to lead off with some videos from the police chief, news reports, and then we're going to have a couple of eyewitness accounts that were there during the incident. And then once we come back, I'm going to come back with the rest of my commentary.
Interrupting programming tonight for breaking news out of Greenwood, updating you on a story we first brought you during our 6 p.m. news. Several people police confirm have been injured in a shooting at the Greenwood Park Mall. That shooting happened just before 6 o'clock tonight. We also have just learned from police. They confirm that the shooter, the suspect in that shooting, has died. No confirmation yet on any other fatalities, but again, several people injured, and the gunman at the incident at Greenwood Park Mall has died. Want to give you a live look out at the scene and go to our Logan Gay, who just arrived there with some additional information. Logan, what are you learning?
Yeah, what I'm learning is that it's just a very confusing scene. Family members are out here looking for loved ones and trying to figure out what's going on. You can see behind me that there's a lot of police presence out here, a lot of people just driving around wondering what's happened. We've actually talked with a family member who was in the food court at the time, and she says that's where she heard the gunshots, I believe around 20 or so, and she said they immediately ran. A lot of confusion. At first, she didn't know what was going on. A lot of people just trying to figure out what's going on and where their loved ones are. We'll have more information. I'm out here still gathering, but that's what we know so far.
Okay, so about 20 gunshots heard by people in the food court area of the Greenwood Park Mall. Again, here's what we have confirmed. A gunman involved in this incident that happened a little before 6 o'clock at Greenwood Park Mall has died. That information confirmed by police. Also confirming that several people were injured in that shooting incident inside the mall. We will continue to keep you updated here on the air. Also have updates on social media and WTHR.com.
At approximately 6:05 tonight, Johnson County 911 Center took multiple calls of an active shooter in the food court of the Greenwood Park Mall. Multiple agencies have responded and are still on the scene, assisting Greenwood Police, the FBI, ATF, Greenwood Police Department, Johnson County Sheriff's Department, Indianapolis Police Department, State Police Department, Department of Homeland Security, Greenwood Fire Department, Marion County Sheriff's Department, and Indianapolis Fire Department are some of those agencies. As you can imagine, this type of situation is horrible. It's rocked us to our core. We're still very early in this investigation. What we do know right now is that we have what appears to be one shooter. It looks to be an adult male. We have not identified him yet. We do not have a motive yet. It appears that he had a rifle with several magazines of ammunition, entered the food court, and began shooting. We have five victims. Four have been confirmed deceased, and two are at Eskenazi Hospital with wounds, and we do not have an update on their condition at this time. I'm going to do another update in about an hour. I hope to have a little bit more on the conditions of the other two victims.
Is the shooter dead?
The shooter is deceased.
How is he deceased?
We believe at this time investigators are still questioning the individual involved, but it appears that a good Samaritan that was armed observed the shooting in progress and shot the shooter.
Chief, first of all, you said you had five victims but four DOA. Does that mean you've got five wounded victims?
No, we have six total, including the shooter. Four, including the shooter, are deceased. So three victims are deceased. The shooter is deceased. Two other victims are at Eskenazi Hospital.
And before you said you had one shooter, but I think what you meant is you've got one shooter down and then the shooter who took him down. So you've got two shooters?
We have one shooter responsible for the incident and one good Samaritan who shot the person responsible.
Do you know what kind of gun it was?
It appears to be a long gun. I do not know what type of long gun.
So how many weapons have you recovered?
We haven't recovered any yet.
And Chief, just for clarification again, so you have three dead, sir?
We have four dead, including the shooter. To answer your question, tactical teams are still in the mall, clearing. The mall is very big. It takes a lot of time to clear every store, every inch of that large facility. We will not start processing that scene until that is done. We also have a backpack that was left in the bathroom. We don't know who it belongs to. It was suspicious, so the Johnson County and State Police bomb squads are in there now dealing with that package. Once the scene has been determined to be safe, investigators and crime scene personnel will move in and start processing the scene.
What level of cooperation are you getting from what you called the Good Samaritan?
He appears to be cooperating fully.
What kind of gun did he use?
I don't have that information right now.
Size? Is it like a handgun?
The shooter or the Good Samaritan?
The Good Samaritan.
I believe it was a handgun.
When you say the backpack was suspicious, just by his presence there, or is there something to indicate that it might be his presence?
Well, there was a backpack laying in the bathroom outside of the food court that was unattended. Given the circumstances, it's suspicious.
You mentioned it was a long gun. Did anybody see him walk in with that long gun? Did he go back out to the parking lot, or?
I don't have that information at this time.
Did you mention if there are people still in the mall? Like, are there still people inside, trapped?
No. Okay. Everyone has been evacuated from the mall.
You said multiple rounds or magazines. Do you have any more about how much ammunition he had with him?
Not at this time, no.
How many shots were fired?
I don't know.
Chief, the people who were evacuated, did they go out on those two buses we saw leave?
No. The buses were protocol. They weren't needed.
At this point, do witnesses give you an indication of what started this?
No. Okay. At this time, I'm going to stop this interview. I will be back in 1 hour, and at that time, I will try to have more specific information for you. But right now, that is all that I know. Okay?
I just looked at my kids, and I told them, come on, let's go. And we started running, and in the midst of us running, I fell. I got my knee skinned up, and I looked up, and I only see one of my kids. So my other two got separated from us.
When you looked back at the crime scene, what could you see?
I don't remember. I just looked back. It was empty. I remember seeing somebody laying down, but it was empty.
Sad that we are living in a time where you can't even do anything innocent as go to the grocery store. You can't go to the mall. You can't even do anything with your family without worrying about these perpetrators, these people that are angry with life, that have no regard for life, going crazy and going ham and just killing people. And it's really sad that we are in a state in this country where the law-abiding citizens are living in terror. Like, you really feel like you can't go anywhere. You know, you feel like you're better off staying at home, and that's no way to live. You should be able to go out and enjoy life, you know, and not have to worry about your safety or the safety of your loved ones being at risk, you know. And my thing is, it's like, I knew something like this was bound to happen here in Indiana. And this comes months, like a little less than 3 years after the FedEx shooting or the massacre that took place. If those of you that remember, I believe back in a few years ago, there were the 8 individuals that were killed in the FedEx shooting. So this is coming like recently, you know, right after this incident has happened. So it's just putting everybody on edge. And then the lawmakers here in Indiana, and I'm not trying to politicize this, but you know, you guys aren't helping the situation by passing a law which took place on July 1st, which would allow people to carry guns without being licensed. So now you have all these people running around in the streets with access to these guns. You know, you can get a gun anywhere, and they don't have any quick way to find out if this person is actually able to carry a gun, because still the gun laws still are active to where, you know, felons can't carry guns and stuff like that. But now it's to where it's like a free-for-all where you don't have to get licensing to carry guns. Any and everybody can carry guns. And I feel like we're going to be seeing more of this stuff take place, especially here in Indiana, central Indiana, and just Indiana in general, where these people are just going to go berserk. They're going to go out and take their anger out on people, innocent people that don't have anything to do with what's going on in your mind. You know, so it's just really sad. And I just wanted to remind everybody just to be on alert when you're out. You know, keep your head on a swivel, especially when you're out with your kids. You know, I don't care if they are teenagers, they need to be around you, and you need to know where they're at all times. Because as you see with this situation, like, these people would have never thought that this would have taken place. And then you had family members trying to scramble around to see where their loved ones were, where their children were. It was just horrific. Like, you know, I would just advise everybody, if you are able to carry and you are a law-abiding citizen, make sure you utilize your Second Amendment rights. Because these people out here, these criminals, they're going to have their guns. They're going to have access to it. So I feel like people that are law-abiding should definitely they should definitely be caring, become armed, become educated in, you know, gun safety and things of those nature, and just protect yourself and loved ones. Thank God that we had this young man, and I want to give congratulations to him, because he was a young law-abiding citizen that did the right thing, and he took that assailant down. So not much, like I mentioned earlier, is being put out about this individual, but I just wanted to give him shout outs, and just, you know, I'm just thankful that he was able to take that perpetrator down. I don't know, this is just something that we are seeing more and more of. Statistics have already came out this year and said that there have been more mass shootings here in the United States than the number of days in a year. So we're seeing these mass shootings taking place all the time, you know, and it's one of those things where when it hits home to you, I mean, it hits home and it happens in the area that you're living in, that's when it becomes real. So this is something that we really have to take serious. We have to really push our legislators to have meaningful gun reform, because if we don't have meaningful gun reform to where we're keeping these guns out of individuals' hands that don't have any business having guns, then we're going to keep seeing these issues. Just like that issue, like that shooting that took place up in Chicago, that suburb of Chicago over 4th of July weekend. That young man had no business owning a gun because he had a history of mental illness. And then I guess the father, he was in the political arena. He knew that the boy had mental issues. He had made threats against the family. He had did all this stuff, you know, threatened to commit suicide. He had a lot of mental illnesses. And his father still signed off on that boy getting that weapon. So we just really have to do a better job in putting people into office that's going to push for this legislation, because I believe in gun ownership. I really do. Indiana is a Republican state. I wouldn't say that I'm very ultra conservative, but still, there's some things that I agree with. Like, I do believe in responsible gun ownership. I do believe that there needs to be background checks on people that own these guns, and I don't think that people should have these high artillery or whatever you want to say, I can't even say it, have these guns with these large amounts of ammunition to where they can go in and kill multiple people like this, you know. So I feel that we really have to crack down on this, and like I said, my prayers go out to the family. And I'm going to tell you a little bit of a story really quick. You know, I was planning on going out to Greenwood Mall today, and for some reason, you know, something stopped me, because I usually just go out to the food court because they have some really good places to eat there. And you know, today I was feeling like, well, maybe I can go out there, because I was trying to find something to eat. I didn't really know what I wanted, but something kept me from going out there. I couldn't get out of the house. I couldn't find this, couldn't find that. And then, you know, I was just dragging my feet, procrastinating. And thank God that I got out there. And something told me, just don't go there. Just go take care of your business first. And something just told me, just don't go there. And then come to find out, we saw this situation take place. So I would close this video by telling you to always follow your gut instinct. You know, I thank God that he, you know, put roadblocks in my way, because I could have been in that mall, you know, if I would have came there about 15-20 minutes, you know, earlier than that, I could have been caught up in that crossfire, because I had plans to possibly go there. So you never know why certain things hinder you from getting certain places. You just have to just listen to that gut instinct. But, you know, some people call it the Holy Spirit. Some people call it the voice of God. Whatever you choose to call it, listen to that instinct, because it's not going to lead you wrong. So, you know, we're going to keep following this story. It's just very sad that we're in a state that we're in currently in society, where you can't even go do anything as innocent as go to the grocery store. Like those victims in New York, New York, where they would have never thought that going to the grocery store that they would have been victims of gun violence. And, you know, we really need to pass legislation, hate crime legislation, and that's a whole different story. We're going to get into that in the podcast, but there's a lot of things that we need to revisit, because the conversations have been taking place, but people aren't taking it serious, because there's a lot of people that have interest, you know, gun lobbyists and all these. It's a lot of politics behind this stuff. So we really have to get serious as a group of people, you know, in our communities. We have to grassroots. We have to push out candidates that's going to address these issues, because if not, we're going to keep seeing more and more situations like this. So get down in the comments and let me know, how do you feel about this situation? Do you feel that we need gun reform? How should we go about it? Do you think that this is a situation that we're going to be able to get out of overnight? You know, how soon could we get over this hump and pass legislation that's going to make a difference? So get down in those comments, let me know, and we'll catch you on the next podcast or the next video commentary. Remember to rate, comment, and subscribe, and we will see you next time. Thank you.
You are now listening to The Weekend Report with Seneca Harris. Check us out on Spotify, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, and many more streaming platforms. You can find us on YouTube at www.youtube.com/UCOFW. We're on Facebook. Check us out under the Urban Wire Media Network. Sit back, relax, as I discuss the latest in entertainment, celebrity gossip, social commentary, and so much more from this week's trending topics.